wide. Our referee, Brendan Rice, blows the full-time whistle, and it is all over. A comprehensive performance by Donegal, who this afternoon disposed of Cavan. 3-19 to 1-11 is the final score. Donegal returning to the Ulster Senior Ladies final, where they will play Cavan in a number of weeks' time. It was a great performance by Donegal. Apart from the opening 6 minutes where Cavan led by 2 points to no score, after that it was all about Maxi Kern's side. And in particular in that first half, Suzanne White of Killybegs, who scored the opening 2 goals of this game. They came in the 8th minute of the tie and the 21st. And by the 21st minute, when White got her second goal, it was really lights out for Cavan because they were down by 8 points at that stage. Suzanne White had a very impressive game coming in, replacing Karen Guthrie. She ended up with 2 goals and 3 points. The ever-reliable Geraldine McLaughlin scoring 9 points today. We've seen the best of Yvonne Boner in the second half. She ended the tie with 1-4. And they were the 3 standout scorers for Donegal. But there were several standout performances during the game as well, Maureen, in this comprehensive performance by the Donegal senior ladies who go to an Ulster final.
Yeah, you talked about all the names on the score sheet there, the usual names today, like Jerdy McLaughlin and Yvonne Boner. But very, very impressed with Suzanne White. She could definitely lead the field after that game, having a lot of confidence in herself. And I mean, that's going to make it very, very difficult for Maxi Curran going forward. You know, as you say, a lot of good subs coming off the bench there today. There's definitely a lot more experience in that Donegal team. You know, listen, Cavan were very disappointing out there today, but they are a Division 2 team. Donegal have been playing Division 1 football now for the last number of years. League final in 2017 got beat by Cork by point. League final this year, 2 points they lost to me, the All-Ireland champions. But Armagh, like, let's talk about Armagh, who they meet in the final. Like, 5-21 to 5 points they defeated Monaghan the last day. They're looking in great form as well. As they say, they're going for 3 in a row. They knocked Donegal off last year. Perhaps that had something to do with Donegal taking some time out of Ulster in 2020 as well, you know. They just lost their run of form and lost their momentum in Ulster. And then they were coming off the All-Ireland quarter-final defeat to Dublin in that year last year. So, listen, it's going to be a very different occasion for Donegal in the final the next day. They have nothing to lose. They'll probably go on as underdogs, obviously, because Armagh are the team to beat now in Ulster. So, but they can definitely go into the next game, the final, with a lot of confidence behind them, Oisin, because that was a superb display of football by Donegal out there today. You couldn't call a player of the match. There were a lot of them out there today. A lot of them got on the score sheet, including Kate Ahern. Players left the field. They weren't leaving the field because they made mistakes. Just probably to rest and give other players a go out there today. And what a fabulous occasion. Looking around the stadium, a lot of people in here. It's a great day for the Donegal ladies and for, you know, the cohesion of the LGFA and the GAA to have women's games in front of big games, big senior championship men's games. There are people in the stadium today, I have no doubt, that never seen a women's game played before. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, Oisin. It's a totally different game of football. It's a much easier game of football to watch, much more entertaining as well. You know, and I'd say there'd be a lot of people might go out to watch the ladies again.